in Chovat HaTarmidim on page 94, on the bottom, it begins with Vehine Af Shemachalat Ha'atzrut. In the middle of Perek Avi'i, Vehine Af Shemachalat Ha'atzrut Yoter Gru'a Hi Min Ha'itraput. So now he says, even though the midah, the illness, the disease of atzlanut, of laziness, is obviously worse than the disease of hitraput, lethargy. Remember very quickly, what did we say is the difference? Atzlanut means you don't want to do anything. Lethargy, hitraput means you're doing it, but you're not giving it your all. You're not doing it with energy. So even though atzlut obviously is a bigger machalat than hitraput, however, mikol makom yikshe yoter lerape et amitrape me'asher et he'atzel. However, the cure for the mitrape, for the one who has hitraput, is much more difficult than the cure for laziness. It reminds us of the words, of famous words of Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Masechet Brachot, where he says the reason why it is much more difficult to do teshuvah for a safek avera than a clear-cut avera. That's why he says korban asham is more expensive than a korban chatat. Rather, asham talui. Asham talui, which comes on a safek, is more expensive than a korban chatat. Chatat is a vadai avera. Asham talui is on a safek avera. So why is asham talui more expensive? Says Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Masechet Brachot, in the back of the Gemara, on the Rif, Rabbeinu Yonah says, because on a Vaday Avera, a person knows he has to do Teshuvah. He knows he did it. On a Safek Avera, he's still thinking in his heart, I don't think I did it. I don't know if I did it. So his Teshuvah is not 100%. Therefore, we need to push him a little bit more. Hey, if you shell out a little bit more money, then he's going to do more teshuvah. So the same thing over here, the Chovat HaTalmidim is saying, the cure for atzlut is easier than the cure for hitraput. Why? Klomar, na'ar he'atzel, im rak yirtze, yesh lo yoter emtzaim le'archik me'atzmo et midat ha'atzlut me'asher midat ha'itraput. A lazy na'ar, only if he wants, if he has the desire to change, he has more means to distance himself from atzlut than hitraput. See, atzlanut, what's the difference between atzlanut or not? Show up. Don't be atzel. So if he only has the will, the desire to change, he can do it. There is a way, there is a will. There is a will, there is a way. Ki be'odo b'yeshiva, for example, because let's say in the days when we're still in yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, we're zochet to still be in yeshiva, gam aviv, gam ha-melamed, ya'amisu alav avodah. The father pushes, hey, wake up, go to yeshiva. The melamed, the Rebbe, hey, come to learn. So he has people on top of him, muchrachu, he's forced. Lehashkim baboker, to wake up early in the morning, velavo bizman kavu al yeshiva, and to come at the set time to the yeshiva, muchrachu lilmot zchum kaze v'chaze b'chol shavua v'chadome. He is told a certain quota, a certain amount that he has to learn every week. So there is a goal that is set. He might not be so happy into it, but he's told to do it, and he does it. Ve'al yedei ze yacholu litragel. This can help him and train him in not being a lazy person growing up. But that's not the case by the one who is with the machala of hitraput, of lethargy. Let's say the person is a mitrape by nature, is lethargic by nature. Or, let's say he advanced from being an atzlan, but now he's still on the level of mitrape. Kashe lo leitaher mimena. It's very hard to purify himself from it. Ki gam keshe mashkim, gam keshe oved. Because even if he wakes up early, even while he is doing his work, hakol hu bitraput v'shitchiyut. it's all with a lethargic attitude, with a lack of energy, and with superficiality. Hen belimudo, whether we're talking about learning, vehen bechol she'ar mine avoda, or if we're talking about doing work. So in other words, the jump from atzlut to above atzlut is easy. Instead of staying in bed, get out of bed. And or especially if you're being told to get out of bed. It's possible, there's hope. But the jump from hitrafut to non-hitrafut, that's harder. Because hitrafut means you're already at work. You're already at the Gemara, in the yeshiva. Now the job is learn with zrizut, with a passion, with an energy. That might take time to develop. So it's not so easy. קשה לו להתאר ממנה. הכל הוא בהתרפות ושטחיות, הם בלימודו, הם בכל בשאר מן העבודה. כשבא לגרש איזה מידה רעה מקרבו, or let's say, what we're talking about is working on one's midot. That's also עבודה. To uproot bad midot from ourselves. עבודה עצמית. So when he comes to do that, לא ידקדק לשרש אחריה ולתקנה בכל תיקוניה. The lethargic person, the מתרפא, he's not going to do a root job. He's not going to really go to the end of his capabilities to try to uproot the midah and to be mesharesh achareya, to uproot it from its base, from its foundation. He's gonna, you know, I have to work on what midah you say. I have to work on gaava. Okay, so he'll learn a little bit about gaava, but he'll never really scrutinize himself and see and try to work on it, because everything that he does is with hitraput. So working on midot, he'll also do behitraput. But tefillah, let's say the avodat tefillah, prayer, lo yitametz lechaven pirushei hamilot. He comes to tefillah. He's not atzlan. He comes to the tefillah. But while at tefillah, he's not going to expend the energy to be mechaven in the words that he's saying. Ki rak b'shitchiyut u'bekalut rotzehu. Because he's interested only in superficial, in easiness. Give it to me easy, please. I can't do hard stuff. V'noach lo yoter leharher b'shtuyot, מאשר לצמצם את מוחו וליבו לכוון את הדברים שמדבר לפני אדון עולם. It's piercing words. He says it's much more easier to think about, you know, in the middle of tefillah he's talking about, to think about shtuyot, to think about, you know, what he's doing that day, how it is, I'm being nice, during tefillah. To think about shtuyot is easier. It doesn't take much effort, whereas to think about את הדברים שמדבר לפני אדון עולם, the words that he's speaking before the אדון עולם, that takes thought, that takes mindfulness. That's too hard for the mitrape. And therefore, that's the one who we need to talk about more. The mitrape is the one that we need to address more, because atzlut, you know, it's either you want it or you don't want it. But mitrape, that might take some time and it takes work. So he's going to address us, Be'ezrat Hashem, in the upcoming paragraphs.